I feel like I need to shuffle my papers to show you how, isn't that what news reporters do? They, something very important is coming. It's all in my paperwork here. Folks, man, lots happening. Can you feel it in the air? Can you feel it in the air? I feel a war coming on. I mean, I don't know. Seems like both sides are kind of rallying, doesn't it? Seems like Trump is playing chicken. Is playing chicken with the deep state. You got Biden coming out in the nice China red colors, giving his speech about how we're all terrorists. I mean, come on, folks. Does it not get any more plain as day as this? Wake up, by the way. It's Friday. I know a lot of you are slow to get on board. Get the fuck on here. Hurry up, man. I hate waiting for people. folks, you can Venmo me, D-Rod1977. 1977, if you appreciate me, I absolutely appreciate you. It keeps me doing what I'm doing. Oh, boy. When the lights go out, folks, when the lights go out on my book, I'm trying to get to 500 views. I mean, 500 reviews. And the Mexican mix by my mama. The Mexican mix. Folks, how do you guys like that witchcraft reveal? I came up with it. I watched Samaritan last night with Sylvester Stallone. And I got to tell you, folks, that's a prime example right there. Sylvester Stallone. I love that dude. Okay. First of all, I love all the Rocky movies. The guy's a great actor. He makes great movies, you know, Rocky Balboa. But I got to say, I was watching Samaritan and I was like, wow, man. If nothing shows you more than the paradigm shift that we're in, go watch that movie Samaritan. And it's like, you could tell he wrote the entire script, and you can tell basically that he's stuck in 1985. It's 1985 for this guy. Not one person had a cell phone. Not one person used a computer. It was so stuck. It was like, you could see in plain as day. And I'm not bashing Sylvester Stallone. I'm just saying you can see plain as day the paradigm shift that has happened and the dinosaurs that are still living in this shift. It's weird. It's so weird. So I watched Samaritan last night and I was watching. I was like, let's just watch it. You know, I'm going to just watch, see what it's about. And I don't usually sit through a whole movie, but this one I sat through because it was just like, wow, man, you're just seeing the difference. Obviously, he's stuck. It's like he's stuck in 1985. And so this was the entire movie. Like, I'll break down the movie for you guys in this way. So this is what I saw during the whole movie.
I don't know. You know what I mean? I don't know. You know something. I don't know. I don't know.
There's a movie for you. You don't need to watch it. But I don't know. Anyway, folks, Flip City Magazine. You all need to check out Flip City Magazine. I laughed the whole way through it. I'm happy to partner up with Flip City Magazine because they are totally independent, raw, and uncensored, and I think they are making a positive impact on culture. If you are a fan of Mad TV before they went woke, you will love Flip City Magazine. I think they're better than Mad ever was. Flip City roasts the same nonsense I do. 100% independent, printed and uncensored free speech platform for artists and writers. Nothing exists quite like it. Fighting the culture war with comedy and art continues the American tradition in ridiculing bad ideas by laughing at them. Smart and flipping hilarious, folks. You can go buy a Flip City Magazine and print today at flipcitymag.com. Or here's the magazines, folks. This is what they look like. Cha-bing, 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 bing, bing. They're actually pretty good. I've been reading them on the toilet. I read them on the toilet. And, all right. So, That's what I saw in the movie. That's all I saw. I'm like, can anyone make out what this guy's saying? All right. Spotify, Nino's Corner. Telegram, Nino's Corner. Rumble is Nino's Corner. If you're not on my Rumble, what you doing? Rumble's Nino's Corner. Twitter is, well, hold on just a second, Dave. Truth Social, David Rodriguez Boxer. Truth Social. I have a Truth Social. It's David Rodriguez Boxer. Then I have Twitter, Nino Boxer. Getter is Nino's Corner. Telegram is Nino's Corner. Spotify is Nino's Corner. Patriot Wear, bing, right there, folks. Patriot Wear, if you want to get some cool shit like this hat. Yeah, I got it on my Patriot Wear. And I'm coming up with a coffee company, folks. It's called Rangers Essentials. It's not really mine, but we're going to carry some of my brands. Apocalypse Pow! Apocalypse Pow! And then we're going to get Bare Knuckle Brew. And we're going to get Bare Knuckle Brew. And then NinosCorner.tv, NinosCorner.tv, NinosCorner.tv is fire. If you're not at Nino's Corner, bing, right there. Look how I did this. Bing, bing, bing. NinosCorner.tv is going to be pretty damn good, especially today. I got Wano Saban going up there today. I already interviewed him yesterday, or was it the day before? But I'm putting him up today, uploading him on ninoscorner.tv. It's a good one, folks. This one's good. I got a little more information out of him. I'm getting a little bit more every time. So 107 is up today on ninoscorner.tv. I have Derek Johnson talking about military control. That's coming up on ninoscorner.tv. I'm interviewing him today. I got Jason, and I don't want to say that letter in the alphabet, Jason with a letter. That's today. I'm going to put that up probably Saturday or Sunday. I got the Ghost coming on. He's feeling better. He came out of a heavy surgery, pretty major surgery, so I'm going to be having him on. I got Father John, who is the canceled priest. I'm going to be having him on. Folks, ninoscorner.tv is a place to go for the deep, dark underbelly of the war on the deep state. Now, a lot of you are giving me shit about Patrick Berge, having him on. Folks, I have everybody on to express their views. Okay, that's it. That's what I do. I wouldn't be doing my job as a journalist if I did otherwise. I have to have everybody on. If Hillary Clinton wanted to come on, I would bring her on. I really would. I'd like to have her on. Hillary, if you're out there, come on NinosCorner.tv. Let's talk a little bit. All of you, all the bad guys, you're welcome on my channel as well. Because I want to air you out, but you won't come on my channel, will you? Oh, boy. All right, folks. Are you ready? Let's get fucking cracking. Coming at you live from the apocalypse, folks. Yeah, I took my blood pressure medicine today. Oh, yeah. Yep. So I have a lot of friends that are like, you know, they're still in the boxing world, and they're like, I don't understand what are you doing? They can't figure out what I'm doing here. I can't figure it out either. I'm trying to figure out what exactly it is I do. What is it? I don't think I'm a – I guess I am a journalist now. I never set out to do that, but I'm a podcaster / journalist. I don't know. I don't know what the fuck this is. I'm a YouTuber. All right, folks. So MSM Optics, folks. Can you feel it in the air? Can you feel it? I do. I feel it. I see it. Coming into September, October. I think, he's going to make a prediction. I'm thinking October is when shit gets a little wonky. I think it's going to get pretty wonky. It's already wonky. But to where it's affecting our daily lives, probably late October is what I'm guessing. Now, that's a guess. I know a lot of you like to hold my feet to the fire for that. But it looks like I think we all can see, my Nino's investigators, I think we can all tell and see. It's in the air, folks. It's in the air. Watching Biden's speech, I didn't watch it, but I saw pictures of it. You know, the red Chinese colors. You're like, well, there was red, white, and blue in there. No, it was mainly red. It was mainly red. He's showing you his allegiance. Biden making statements and claims about Trump supporters being fascist, etc. I mean, he's calling you all, basically, all of us. We're fucking terrorists, basically. I mean, we're white supremacists. Even if you're black. Even if you're Mexican, like me. I'm only half Mexican. The good half. Oh, boy. So I think they're about to make some big moves, folks. And I know you can feel it. I can feel it. Are they going to crash the economy? Maybe, you know, the Vatican's having all funds transferred to the main bank, the Vatican Bank. And that has to be done by September 30th. So it makes you wonder something probably after September 30th is coming. Common sense, folks. Now I'm trying to be more like Paul Revere and not Chicken Little. I don't want to always say the sky is falling, but we're kind of like, yeah. So today I wanted to map out the liberal media and how they're mind controlling your friends. Just like they did with this. Found out that my friend that just passed away was starting to happen a lot now. So this is what it is. So all the while, as Biden comes out and has the whole red thing going on, talking at the speech, you got Trump. Trump is reposting posts of that letter in the alphabet. People that post those posts, he's reposting those people that post those posts. Is that what I was told? So he's getting very bold and brave. Well, he's always been brave, but now he's getting really, 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 really brave. He's letting you know, you know, I think we should have a do-over. Just saying, a do-over. And then he's saying, we're getting close, folks. No doubt about it. I keep looking at this and I'm like, man, we are right there. Because now, as Biden comes out with his, what I like to say, his final speech to rally the troops, you got Trump saying, come on, come on, bring it. Yeah, I'm crazy. I'm crazy. I want to play chicken. I want to play chicken. Let's go, motherfucker. Let's go. That's what I see happening. Do you not see that? Come on. That's what I see Trump doing right now. So the liberal horseshit media, let's go into that for a second. All your friends that follow, yeah, I know we all have friends that are like, oh, yeah, of course. And that's what I listen to. That's what I listen to. That's what I watch. Trump stole secret government documents. The big question is why. This is an actual article. So they're pushing this stuff out there. Well, I got to take that off again. We know what Donald Trump did. He absconded, I don't know what that word is, absconded from the White House with classified and top secret documents that belong to the U.S. government. He mishandled these highly sensitive records in the Mar-a-Lago lair. He resisted the efforts of the government to retrieve these records. He employed a legal team that falsely certified that all classified material had been returned. And his actions prompted the Justice Department to investigate whether he and his crew obstructed justice and violated other federal laws, including the National Espionage Act. So everything that they're doing, they're putting in print saying he's doing. Okay. So they're the feeble minds that are out there that are like, oh, he's such a bad. Oh, see, I told you. So they believe everything, not understanding what the media really is. Public enemy number uno, numero uno. So the big question is why? Why did former president of the United States, they put an F in front of it? Because they want you to know he's not. Don't think he's president. He's former president. Okay, let's make clear of that. That's what they're saying. As he was dubbed in Justice Department court filings, run off with most classified documents, including record base of confidential human sources. It seems clear that it was no accident. Had it been inadvertent, Trump and his aides would have quickly responded to requests from the National Archives to return the goods. Never mind Hillary. Never mind Hunter Biden. Let's get this guy. They know what's coming, folks. They know what's coming. He's hot on their ass, and that is why Trump is acting so brave right now and so fucking bold. Right now, I've never seen him this bold. He's like, come on. Why? Think about it. Something's getting ready to happen. Now, I'm just posing the question here. I'm just posing the question. Something is getting ready to happen, folks. Trump and his aides would have quickly responded to requests from the National Archives to return the goods, and they would have sent back all the requested material, not merely a portion. And if they had errantly not returned the full complement of super secret papers, they presumably would have snapped to and FedExed the rest back. FedExed the rest back once informed by the archives and the FBI that the former guy still improperly possessed hush-hush documents from his reign. Okay, so here's what, and I'm putting these articles in order for you guys, okay? Hey, love you too. So Biden's primetime speech, here's his primetime speech. Trumpism threatens democracy. They're labeling us. Folks, they're labeling us all threats, okay? That's how they plan to get this done. They turned it on the Patriots. We're the threats now. As they push this New World Order shit down our throats. So President Joe Biden is sounding an alarm Thursday night about what he views as extremist threats to American democracy from the restive forces of Trumpism. He's aiming to reframe the November elections as part of the unceasing battle for the soul of the nation. So he's saying this is for the soul of the nation. And you know what they're getting ready to do. I can't say it on here, but we all know. I'll be very surprised if we have them, folks. I'll be very surprised. I kind of feel like they're going to get pushed back a little bit. I don't know. Just a hunch. I think they're going to get, something's going to happen. Because that red wave that's coming is fucking enormous. Nearly 2 years after, listen to this shit. This is a liberal syndicate, obviously. They have to keep reiterating this. They have to keep pushing it out there. Nearly 2 years after he defeated Donald Trump. It's a reprise of Biden's 2020 campaign theme, casting the midterm election stakes in as dire terms as those that sent him to the Oval Office. His primetime speech in Independence Hall in Philadelphia is laying out what he sees as the risks from those has dubbed ultra-MAGA Republicans. They're going to blame us for something as we approach November. That's what I see here, folks. They're going to blame us for something. And we're all going to become enemies because what's going to happen, I think, now this is my opinion. False flags. They're going to say it's Trump supporters. Kind of like they did with J6, and then say, oh, we can't have elections because, just saying, I don't know. Sounds very plausible to me. We're coming into it.
Let me have some of my coffee. That's very tasty.
Oh, boy. So it's a last desperate attempt. And, folks, if you see me take down my videos, that's because my morning shows are also mirrored on my Rumble. So go to Rumble. It's Nino's Corner on Rumble. Go there if you want to see my morning shows that stay up, because these don't stay up. I take them down, and they go and they stay on Rumble. So it's a last desperate attempt to persuade America. Why? Why? Because he knows what's coming. He knows what's coming. It's like they're both making their last battle cries as we come into September, October. Harvest. What the occult likes to call harvest. Oh, boy. I think the FBI raid will help expose everything. And I think that's what it was used for. Now, that's my opinion. David is in a rare mood. What do you mean? I had a hard day yesterday after my friend died. Everyone sending me pictures of us. He represented a time in my life when I was struggling very hard. It was at the tail end of my career. It was 35, 36. And a lot of people say, well, you could have lasted until you're 40 boxing. I had a very explosive style. I was like a Mike Tyson, 6'5" Mike Tyson. It made no sense. My style made no sense. I used my whole body for punches. Like I wasn't a conventional boxer like this. I was coming in boom, boom, boom. And that explosive kind of style only lasts so long. And once you get a hair slower, two steps slower, you start getting hit more. And that's what happened. But that, my friend, he represented the end of my, he came into my life at a time. He lived with me in Vegas, and he represented a time in my life. You know, when I was looking back on the photographs that people were sending me, it was just fucking devastating. I was just crying like a little baby, crying like a baby. I don't care. I don't, you know, I have no macho and nothing to prove anymore. I mean, losing this guy, you know, what's really crazy about this, and I'm sorry I'm getting off the subject here, but what's really crazy about this is David Arutia came into my life at the same time Axel did, my dog. And I almost lost my dog, what, almost 3 weeks to a month ago, whatever that was. And then, boom, David dies. It blows my mind how this works. Like, both of them came into my life at the same time that I was having the struggling, I hit rock bottom. I found out rock bottom as a basement. It was bad. Both of them came into my life at that time. That's why I was so sad when I was about to lose Axel. That's why I was, like, distraught. But then I lose David. Crazy. Biden targets extremist Trump allies as Democratic threat in fraught political movement. Philadelphia, U.S. President Joe Biden charged Republican allies of Donald Trump with undermining the country's democracy and urged voters on Thursday to reject extremism ahead of November's midterm elections. Biden accused lawmakers and others devoted to Make America Great Again, MAGA agenda led by former U.S. President Donald Trump as willing, I don't want to say this, but willing to do something about what happened in 2020. So determined to make this country go backwards. Yeah. Like no more freedoms. like Biden doesn't want us to have any more freedoms, any choices, no liberty. Cause it's backwards if you're not with the New World Order and these fucking celebrities that are their fucking pawns. And I know some of you fucking sellouts. Instead of the word celebrity, I'm going to use the word sellout because that's the fuck you are. I don't respect you. I despise you. And if I ever had you in my fucking vicinity, I'd knock your fucking jaws off. I fucking hate sellouts. I hate chicken shits. I hate fucking spineless fucking jellyfish. Sorry, folks. Breaking report, Mar-a-Lago raid. Department officials are not expected to file charges imminently if they ever do. This is from the New York Times. So wait a second. What? What? You raid and then you don't. Oh, it's because I understand. You didn't find anything. And you know he's baiting you in and you're catching on. So department officials are not expected to file charges imminently if they ever do, from the New York Times. But DOJ is likely to wait past midterms to reveal any Trump charges. I would imagine that an arrest would come before to rile up everybody, to get everyone pissed off. I mean, that's how I would play this card if I was a deep state. Just thinking out loud. I'm just thinking out loud. If I was them, I'd be like, let's get them before. That way everyone goes ballistic. We'll have a reason to shut everything down. Do you guys see it playing out like that as well? Yeah, I stand up for the country. What are you going to do when you grow up, David? Oh, I'm going to be a patriot. What the fuck is going on with my life? The unprecedented prospect of bringing charges against former U.S. president is creating intense scrutiny of the Justice Department in the aftermath of its search of his home at Mar-a-Lago. A separate DOJ probe is focused on his effort to the bank robbery, overturn the bank robbery, which he lost to President Biden. Under longstanding department policy, prosecutors are barred from taking investigative steps or filing charges for the purpose of affecting an election or helping a candidate or party, traditionally 60 days before an election. This year, that would be by September 10th. I thought it was September 3rd. I don't know. Which it is unlikely anything to be announced until November 8th, said people who asked to remain. I don't want to say some of this terminology that is in here, Gotta tell you, folks, I am dancing a very thin line. I'm walking a tightrope on YouTube. But I know you guys are smart enough. You guys are smart enough to pick up what I'm laying down. Yeah. Fuck. He cusses too much. You know what? When I was at the Reckoning, a lot of people that were coming up to me asking for a picture. Wow, you're so big. I didn't know you were that big. You look so small on my computer. I'm like, you don't say. You don't say. Anyway, we love that you dropped the F-bomb. They love that I say the word fuck. Especially the old ladies. They like it. Ooh, it's so... I don't want to go into it. But you know what I'm getting at. So, likely to wait past midterms to reveal any Trump charges. Why? Let's think about this. Because they don't got any and they got to create them. But something tells me they're going to make a move. I don't like to be the psychic predictor guy because that kicked me in the ass. That got me one time. But they're going to need something. They're going to need something very soon. Whistleblower lawyer. FBI agents have lost all confidence in Director Wray. You don't say. So, a lawyer representing several unnamed FBI whistleblowers said Wednesday that agents have lost confidence in the Bureau's leadership amid recent controversy. Good for you. Good for you for being a human being. The FBI and the Department of Justice, DOJ, have faced Republican criticism over the raid of former President Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago, while a number of whistleblowers have provided testimony to GOP lawmakers about alleged political bias at the Bureau. Wow, they're developing a conscience. Good for you people. Over the past weekend, high-ranking FBI agent Timothy Thibault departed the agency amid whistleblower complaints. I'm hearing from FBI personnel that they feel like the director has lost control of the Bureau. Kurt Suzdak, a lawyer and former agent who represents FBI whistleblowers, told the Washington Times on Wednesday. They're saying, how does this guy survive? He's leaving. He's got to leave. At this point, I don't know what's happening with our country right now. There's FBI agents listening to this. You probably have more dignity to quit and go help children at a fucking rehabilitation center or go do something for humanity. Go feed the homeless. You know, take a break because this is bullshit. You're being weaponized. Just saying. Do the right thing. That's what I'm saying. Do the right thing. Help the homeless. I mean, if you feel like you join the FBI because you want to do something great and good for the country, maybe right now is the time, I don't know, step back a little bit and be like, you know what? This ain't for me right now. Just saying. Just saying. Listen to your heart. Okay. Need for special master remains. Trump lawyer refutes DOJ claim. A lawyer for former President Donald Trump on Wednesday accused the Department of Justice, DOJ, of demanding the court stand down from even considering appointing a special master to review documents seized by the FBI at Mar-a-Lago. Lawyer Lindsey Halligan argued that DOJ's response underscored the need for a special master. I don't even know what that means, special master. I think of like a dojo, karate or something. I'm a special master. While DOJ may have succeeded in taking a partial filter to their rummage proceeds, the need for a special master remains in place, Halligan wrote in a brief that was filed ahead of the hearing on Thursday. Assuring access by Trump's counsel to seized materials, sharing an actual inventory, making independent attorney-client privilege assessments, and making executive privilege determinations are all responsibilities that are best served by appointment of a special master. A special master. Judge considers temporary limit on DOJ access to Trump documents. Government lawyers argue in hearing that there's evidence of 3 significant federal crimes, but judge may allow special review. West Palm Beach, Florida, a federal judge indicated Thursday that she's giving serious consideration to temporarily barring Justice Department investigators from reviewing materials seized from Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate. U.S. District Court Judge Aileen Cannon suggested that she's mulling imposing the restriction while potentially allowing an exception for the intelligence community to continue reviewing national security risks from the potential exposure of the slew of sensitive documents the FBI found at Trump's compound earlier this month. Huh. Cannon's willingness to consider restraints, even for a period of time, on prosecutors and investigators in politically explosive inquiry is some of the first positive news for Trump and his attorneys in the saga that presents an acute legal threat and has caused new strains with public Republic elected officials. Fuck, that was long. Do I read okay? Do I read good? Am I good? Am I reading good? Am I a good reader? I used to be very good at reading, and then I took a lot of hits to the head. I think I'm functioning pretty well with the brain cells I have. I might be a little crazy, but that's okay. I'm special. Thank you. I am special. You read good. Do you think I read good? All right. 19 state AGs warns BlackRock to stop pushing political agenda. We all know who BlackRock is. A growing coalition of state governments is pushing back against the world's largest asset manager, saying it is putting its political agenda over the interests of clients and even U.S. national security. You don't say. You don't say. Last week, a group of 19 attorneys general from Republican-leaning states sent a strongly worded letter to BlackRock CEO Larry Fink, demanding an end to his agenda, to this agenda, and a return to fulfilling its fiduciary duties, suggesting the company's actions may even be illegal. Investigations and further legislation action may be next, state officials involved told the Epoch Times. Our state is heavily invested in organizations like BlackRock, and those organizations owe a fiduciary duty to the state of Montana to invest our money in the best way possible to earn returns, Montana Attorney General Austin Knutson said in a phone interview. That doesn't include pushing a liberal agenda. So it doesn't include pushing a liberal agenda. So seeing that the company and its allies have failed to convince legislatures to back its ideas, Crutzen blasted when he argued was the company's effort to impose idealistic, green, utopian, progressive ideas on America's through economic pressure instead. Everyone's in bed with these people, folks. Everyone is part. They got all their bases covered, folks. This is truly like David and Goliath. It has to be a Red Sea moment. Seriously. By all means, we should lose this. They want to take us to the Great Reset, Green New Deal, New World Order. That's fucking true. And those of you who don't understand that at this point in the game, I don't know how you've made it this far in life. I mean, where is your spiritual awareness? I don't understand it. Like, seriously, I really don't understand that. I don't. I just don't. All right. Trump vows pardons, government apology to Capitol rioters if elected. So former President Donald Trump said he would issue full pardons and a government apology to rioters who stormed the U.S. Capitol on January 6, 2021, and violently attacked law enforcement to stop the Democratic transfer of power. Violently attacked. I saw the videos. In other words, violently attacked meaning moving the gates and going, come on in, everybody. Come on in. That's violently attacking somebody. Putin denies Gorbachev a state funeral and will stay away. So we know why. Well, I'll explain why here. Russian President Vladimir Putin is to miss the funeral of the last Soviet leader, Mikhail Gorbachev, with a big birthmark on his head, denying the man who failed to prevent the collapse of the Soviet Empire the full state honors granted to Boris Yeltsin. Gorbachev, idolized in the West for allowing Eastern Europe to escape Soviet communism control, but unloved at home for the chaos that his perestroika, am I saying that right? Perestroika reforms unleashed, will be buried on Saturday after a public ceremony in Moscow's Hall of Columns. So basically Putin saying, fuck you. You're a part of this. The war that we're in right now, you're part of it. You're a sellout. That's what Putin's saying about this man. And all I can say is, bravo, sir. Bravo. Taiwan tycoon. A Taiwan tycoon to train 3 million civilian warriors. So a colorful Taiwanese tycoon unveiled plans Thursday to train more than 3 million civilian warriors to help defend the Democratic Island in the event of a Chinese invasion, donating Taiwan $1 billion of his own money. He's donating $1 billion of his own money in Taiwanese money to help Chinese guys. So they're worried, folks. It's a matter of time. Days, weeks, I don't know. I think we're going to see it happen pretty soon. And in Newsom news, Neuter, California. California bill to make vasectomies cheaper goes to governor. Months after making abortions cheaper for women, California lawmakers have now voted to make vasectomies cheaper for men. Why? Because they hate humanity. You don't see it. The bill passed Wednesday and now goes to Governor Gavin Newsom. If he signs it, which he will, California will become the 8th state to do this for vasectomies, joining Washington, Oregon, New Mexico, and Illinois, Maryland, New Jersey, and Vermont. Liberals are all for this. They don't want to procreate because human beings are bad. We're bad for the earth. Human beings are bad for the earth because we worship the earth. Meanwhile, Walmart paying employees to get abortions. So they're funding employees to get abortions. That's Walmart for you. You guys still shopping there? You should join Switch to America with me and stop shopping at Walmart. Come with us. Buy American. I might put a video up pretty soon. My colleagues and friends need it. So you want to get out of the deep state box stores? Come with us. Now, folks, this video is going viral all over Instagram, and it's here in my hometown of El Paso. Now, folks, now I'm putting a challenge out to the news media in El Paso, but I know you won't cover it. I know you won't cover it because you're liberal funded and you have an agenda. So all of you in El Paso, I'm putting it out there. There's something you need to cover. This is serious. And if you don't do it, I'm holding you responsible. That's right. A English teacher at Franklin High School, Franklin High School in El Paso, Texas, was caught on video right here in my hometown, folks, clearly stating to have sympathy. Now, I got to be careful how I say this. For any grown adult that wants to have sex with the five-year-olds, claiming labels are bad and to call them by their proper names, which is MAPS. And she's telling students this. They got her on video. She said you should call them MAPS, minor attracted persons. This is why I will homeschool my kids all the way to college, folks. Because of teachers like this teaching that pederasts are okay. It's a sexual preference. So this is an example of an extremely weak person where brainwashing was 100% successful, normalizing pederasts and teaching this to the students. Teaching this shit to the students. Here in Franklin High School in El Paso, Texas. Why are people up in arms about this?
Because El Paso's lazy. They don't care. Man. Pero, no big deal. I'll go have my cerveza and relax on the porch.
This lady, an English teacher at Franklin High School, this is what your kids are going to school for? This shit right here, really? And not one fucking news station will cover this in El Paso. Guaranteed. They should be out there in droves. Parents should be at that school in fucking droves demanding her to resign, to get out of there, to leave that school. Are you fucking kidding me right now? That is evil. You do not hurt children. You don't accept any form of that shit. But no, she'll probably get a promotion. She'll probably be principal. What's her name? I didn't get her name. She's an English teacher at Franklin High School. It's going all over Instagram. Go look at it. El Paso, Texas, Franklin High School. Put them on blast. Make them famous. Smart dildos and sex bots is now an orientation. So are you a secret digisexual? Are you a digisexual? So many people probably haven't heard of the word digisexual. And yet, we may all be on the spectrum, coined in 2017 by North American scholars Neil MacArthur and Marky Twist. The term refers to people whose primary sexual identity comes through the use of technology. Whether for casual dating, intimate and long-term relationships, or sex practices. You're going to take your dildos on dates? Is that what you're going to do? Is that what's happening? Oh, boy. I know a lot of you women have dated some dildos. One side of the spectrum, digisexuality, could look commonplace for people who grew up immersed in tech and use apps and devices to facilitate human-to-human interaction. Think sexting, Tinder hookups, long-distance Skype calls, or flirting over Instagram DMs. In the middle, there's the emergence of teledildonics, high-tech sex toys that could be connected to the internet like any other smart device and be used as part of a sexual experiences with a faraway partner or with oneself. And on the other end of the spectrum, there's romance and sex with partners who are entirely artificial. That's what's coming. Or it's here, I guess. We've witnessed versions of this extreme scenario in pop culture already. Joaquin Phoenix falling in love with his AI virtual assistant in the movie Her. Ryan Gosling living with an AI hologram girlfriend in Blade Runner 2049, or Justin Theroux in the 2018 Netflix miniseries Maniac, as he tends to his paraphilia by having virtual sex with High Priestess of Atlantis. So in other words, if you're really fucking lonely, if you're really fucking lonely and all you got is your dildo, you're a digisexual. Yeah, you're a digisexual. If you're really lonely and the only thing you got is your... you're a digisexual. This can't be reality, man. This cannot be reality. I don't think this is reality. I can't be... This is not real. This can't be like... I'm not saying there's nothing wrong with rubbing one out occasionally. We're all guilty of that. But making it your sexual orientation, I think that's a serious mental health problem. My two cents. And what the fuck news? And what the fuck news? Craftsman goes viral. So this lady's gone viral. Why is she going viral? Well, let's look at it. Making and selling semen jewelry. Gives a whole new definition to donating, doesn't it? All right. We've heard of blood diamonds before, but this is nutty. A woman hawking custom-made jewelry created with traces of human sperm, and her business is growing, is going swimmingly. The gal's name is Amanda Booth, and she's been cooking up a solid clientele on TikTok, where folks are apparently hitting her up and requesting she make them handcrafted trinkets and ornaments they can wear that are infused with bodily fluid, male ejaculate specifically. According to Vice, which detailed her process and what's behind this new fad, Booth was already dabbling with this idea even before semen was introed. Her videos were popular for working in dead people's ashes, breast milk, and even hair into her custom pieces. Eventually, someone asked if she could get some spunk in the mix. And the challenge intrigued her. She started out with a sample from her husband. Ugh. Which she then completely dried via dehydration process, grinded up, and massaged into her clay creations. Has humanity lost its mind? Has humanity lost its mind? And you think I'm crazy? You think I'm crazy? David's just a nut. Yeah. No pun intended. I guess anything goes now. I guess we're just living in a time where information is going so fast. Everything's on the table. It's just like whatever, whenever, who gives a fuck? I don't know, man. I have more faith in humanity than this. I'd like to put, I mean, there should be some kind of boundary. I don't know. But I hope you guys enjoyed today's show. I'm going to be taking the weekend off. I'm going to be having Derek Johnson on ninoscorner.tv. Juan O'Savin is up on ninoscorner.tv right now. Cancel your Netflix and come with me and learn something. Oh, God. It is a degenerate society. You're right. The creation of a degenerate society. You're right. Yeah. I mean, the Bible said all of this was to pass, didn't it? I don't know. And the new heavyweight champion of podcasting. Yeah. Later, folks.